Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk in Enola. I'm Jack McGonigal. On today's program, we have building owner of the Harrison Building, Lee Adams.
Jack McGonigal here with Lee Adams, the building owner of the old Harrison's building on the downtown square. And the signage came down earlier this week, and Harrison's was quite the historic place, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yep, I've owned it about 20 years.
Fantastic. And kind of that sign was taken down. Kind of what are the next steps for that?
With the city's restoration project, they're going to take the building back to its original look. So, and that brick you see is really fake. It's just kind of put up there. So as that comes down, then there's a whole bunch of windows that are still in there. The sign would block those. That's why it had to come down. Couldn't keep it and keep the look of the building.
And where will that Harrison sign go? Is it being donated or given somewhere?
Yep, we donated it and took it out to the historical museum out there by the fairgrounds. So, Melissa Soans from the city council's going to get a grant, and they're going to fix her all up. It has lights in it, and should be pretty interesting once they get it all done.
Absolutely. And is there something that may go into that building in the near future?
Part of the restoration is you can't work on the building while they're doing it. There'll be a tenant coming in. I don't think they want to release what they're doing, but yeah, there'll be a new tenant.
And just kind of how vital is that spot? And everybody can see it's a pretty important spot, I would say, in the downtown square, huh?
Everybody knows it, and it'll probably always be called the Harrison Building, I'm sure. But it's a great spot on the square, and hopefully then we can, they're going to open up the original spot where the staircase was, so maybe we can get some residential put in up above.
Fantastic. And for those listeners that didn't know what Harrison's was, what was it?
Originally what I guess I used to call a dime store, and then it became a sporting goods store. They did all the uniforms and t-shirts, and it was a sporting goods store, but they've been gone now probably 15, 16 years, but yep.
And from your perspective, what does it mean to you to be able to have such a placehold in places like that in the downtown square?
I really like the building. There's three other tenants in there now in the back part, so it's Cindy, she had an exercise place in there for many years. They moved to Kansas City, but it's a great, great old building, solid, and so it should look pretty nice.
Fantastic. We really appreciate the time, and yeah, thank you again.
You bet. Thank you.
Once again, that was Lee Adams with the old Harrison's building discussing the takedown of the signage. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk in Enola, People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. People's Bank, your bank for good. Member FDIC.